Good morning, how y'all doing? Good. Talon, you want to do me a favor? Be my coat rack for a moment, or robe rack in this case. So, we have a very important lesson today from Hebrews. And in Hebrews, we hear how we can come before God. But first, is there anyone that any of you are afraid of? Someone that you're afraid of? Who are you afraid of, Owen? You're afraid of Caden? Give me a break. But, you know, when I was your age, there was someone that I was really afraid of. Not only me, but everyone. Everyone in the whole school. We were afraid of Mr. James Brim. B-R-I-M, Brim. We called him the Brim Reaper. Get it? Brim Reaper. Because you didn't want to go to his office. Because when you left his office, you weren't very happy. Because he had no mercy. He was the Brim Reaper. We were afraid of him. And therefore, our teachers had it very nice because they had very few problems in my elementary school because of Mr. Brim. We were afraid of him. And some people are afraid of God. They want to hide their faces from him. And they don't want to look at God because they think that God will do what? That he will destroy them. They think that God will destroy them. But you know, you've been given something very, very valuable. You've been sprinkled. Your heart has been sprinkled. You've been washed with pure water. And that reminds us of, see the font? Reminds us of baptism. You've been washed. And you've been given something very valuable. Thank you. Thank you, Tal. You've been given a white robe of righteousness. This robe has been dipped into the blood of the Lamb. If there was, and here's the carpet, red like blood. And it goes into the blood and it comes out not red, it comes out white. White as the driven snow. And this robe just doesn't hang on a hanger. I could actually take it off and I could put this robe on each and every one of you. Because this is what you wear when you come before God. The hanger is hung up. We don't want the hanger to be hung up. There we go. Tal, would you do me a favor? See, these acolytes are good for something, aren't they? It's good. So I could put this robe on each and every one of you, just like Tal and I are dressed. That's why we wear clothes like this, because when we're before God up here in the chancel, we're wearing white. It reminds us of the white robe of righteousness. We are not afraid to be before God. And we're not afraid to be before God because of the blood of Jesus. It's his blood that purifies us. It's his blood that washes us clean. And because of Jesus, we can enter into the presence of God. And actually, we don't enter by ourselves. There is one who is walking with us. Who walks in before God with us? Who's holding us by the hand? Jesus himself. And there Jesus stands with us, and he shows the Father the marks in his hands, and the mark in his side, and the nail holes in his feet. And he proclaims to God the Father, "My dear child who stands here with me is forgiven. They wear the white robe of righteousness because of my blood." You have all been washed clean in the blood of the Lamb, and all of your sins are forgiven. And do not be afraid of God, because God is your Father, and he loves you very much. And because of Jesus, you can come before God, and you can worship him in spirit and in truth. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for washing us clean. Not only does baptism remind us that we are clean, but your blood itself reminds us that we have been washed in you, and you have cleansed us from all of our sins, each and every one. And therefore, Father, we know that we can stand before you justified, forgiven of all of our sins, for the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son, who actually stands with me there before you and proclaims to you that I am forgiven. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and in your name we pray. And all the children said,
"Amen."